Okay, let's head for Blocky Crater.
Okay.
Hell, do you have a sample bag number on that last one?
All those rocks are too big for sample bags.
They're all big rocks, Houston.
They're all at least 6 inches diameter. And, I think these are something you want. It's kind of hard to tell without having a photograph on hand or something that's standing there studying it for a lot longer than I think we care to do it. Just which rocks are which. Pretty easy to move along on this slope. It's just a little bit deeper, a little bit softer. I'm going to take a break here, Pete, for a few seconds.
All right, I'm with you.
Don't get up your pace when you're running on the side of a slope. You don't have a chance to go from side to side like on level ground. Look at that huge boulder out there. I wish we could go over there. There, get that boulder. There. Wait ahead. You there?
That one?
No. There, over the top of the hill.
See where you're looking.
Right on the other side of the... about 200 yards that way. See that big boulder sitting up there? The biggest one we've seen since we've been here.
I'll see which one you're referring to.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these down in here are bigger than that.
Look at the guy right here. Look at him right there on your left.
What? Let me turn around and look.
Gigantic right there.
That's a big one.
Left. Come further left.
That's a pretty good size.
Okay, let's get up out of the crater where we get up on the level ground.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to think that these rocks have been red dust. If we just crack them open, we'd find their plain old basalt rock on the inside. We just don't ever have any cracks. We've got to pound one of those things with a hammer in a minute. Okay, you want me to do a pan of this little part of the whole crater, Pete? Now, get the whole crater, get about four shots across it, and then move over and get another four. Okie doke.
I can't notice that TV camera on my back. This might seem to be further in.
Do you like it? Do you okay back there?
Oh, it feels okay.
It's sure the way to carry it. It sure beats that thing.
That's the pain.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you shooting now?
I want you to shoot down in that crater right there.
Sorry, that's what I... Okay, where is it?
Do way down into it. Get a stereo on that thing with those big blocks down there.
Okay, go.
got stereo camera going.
Okay.
I'll go get it for you, boy. Let me take that little bag out there with me.
It is right there.
Wait, you're all tangled up the TV cable. I tell you, that TV cable is going to be doing making me mad.
There you go.
Wait. Let's take the surveyor. TV camera. Huh? There's the foot pad.
That's what you want to do with it?
I can put it in the foot pad.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Let me set this down and I'll go get it.
Just a second.
Tangled up again. I tell you, it's a trap.
hold up much.
The rascal didn't want to roll up.
Wrap it around your best up here.
Sample. All made it in.
Sure.
In a box
glass is full, and I closed it, and I've got about, what's 1 inch on my scale? Got about 1 inch worth of rocks in another bag, and that's it. That's all the rocks we got.
Understand my step, my bridge.
That 1 inch displacement is about 10 to 15 pounds.
No problem. Back it up.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Now let me ask you another question. I can get some more rocks. How do I do that? Well, Al is taking stereo photos. Let's see if I can get ourselves. Okay. I'm gonna. I don't know how the camera to go along with this. So I'll just jump Houston while I'm taking a picture.
But no, they haven't.
Okay. Okay, Houston, on this stereo camera, I'm taking a picture now. About 10 feet from the limb, between the plus Y and the plus and then minus Z strut. And I'm hoping to show the effects of the engine exhaust on the lunar surface. Number 800. Taking one at 801. Just moving around here to do it. Watch it till you get all that bass going around and you get